told us that we must obey Allah and His Messenger at all times. But after that, who else did He tell us to listen to and be close to?
Your mother.
Yes, well done.
Who should I give my love to, my respect and my honor to? Who should I pay good mind to after Allah and Rasulullah?
Comes your mother.
Who next?
Your mother.
Who next?
Your mother. And then your father. Cause who used to hold you and clean you and clothe you? Who used to feed you and always be with you when you were 6 a.m. all night holding you tight? That's right, no other, my mother.
Who should I take good care of, giving all my love? Who should I think the most of after Allah and Rasulullah?
Comes your mother.
Who next?
Your mother.
Who next?
Your mother. And then your father. Cause who used to hear you before you could talk? Who used to hold you before you could walk? And when you felt who deep you were, clean your cut, no one but your mother.
My mother. Who should I say right close to, listen most to, never say no to, after Allah and Rasulullah?
Comes your mother.
Who next?
Your mother.
Who next?
Your mother. And then your father. Cause who used to hug you and buy you new clothes? Comb your hair and blow your nose. And when
لبيك اللهم لبيك الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم A very very warm welcome to all the friends here الحمد لله رب العالمين and الحمد لله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to all of you سابقون الأولون ما شاء الله if you are happy you are healthy and you are excited to be here then let me see some smiles let me see some ones showing that alhamdulillah I am so happy to be here alhamdulillah and if you want to share anything exciting on your mind you can go ahead and type it I hope you had a wonderful week and how many of us were waiting for the class right So, alhamdulillah, may Allah's peace, mercy, and His blessings be upon you. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. So excited to see you. And we're so excited to hear, mashallah, tabarakallah, your homeworks. And we had some sabiqun al-awwaloon, mashallah, who got double medals. And they were stars of the week, mashallah. And if you, by any chance, missed sending your homeworks in the group, then inshallah, you can make your intention right now that inshallah, this week, I am going to aim for being the sabiqun al-awwaloon, inshallah. Okay. Yes, I have a special feeling in this class, Mustafa. Alhamdulillah. So, and I am also so happy for Ramadan. Reha, mashallah, we are all so excited. And the homework is in your, it's reminded to you here. And you have a WhatsApp group in which you send your homework. So in case anybody is not added, then please send an email to our email address and inshallah, we will take care of it. Okay. So let me see who is sitting very nicely and ready to type and ready to say labbaik. Oh Allah, I'm here for you. And what you're going to do is mark your labbaik with your full name, inshallah. So it's always a good reminder to recheck our intentions and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that make our sitting here only and only to please you, Ya Rab. Right? And indeed, all the actions are based on intention. Yeah, some of you, I think, accidentally send it to me privately. So make sure when you're putting it out, you can send it to everybody. Barakallah fi, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your knowledge, in your actions. Okay. And while you're marking, you can get your cameras on. You can show me what preparation do you have for right now? Yes, we are excited about Ramadan coming, but for right now, what do you have? I hope you have a beautiful, beautiful notebooks, beautiful colors, beautiful accessories, beautiful notebooks that you have prepared for yourself. And mashallah, you're making it. Mashallah, Laika, a balloon. Excellent. You have, a learner looks so beautiful with learning accessories, right? Jazakallah khair for showing that to me. It's so beautiful. And those who have their learning accessories, mashallah, Michelle, excellent. So you have four of these topics coming up and you can quickly make your sections look very pretty and beautiful. Today we will do a special surah from the Quran. I'm going to give you a clue. This surah, the meaning of this, I had mentioned in our previous session. What is the surah that we did last time? Barakallah fi Nirmeen, that looks beautiful, mashallah. So this surah kind of come before it. So we did Surah Quraysh, mashallah Rahim, or Rahim if you call him a Rahim. So excellent, excellent answer, Shamim and Barakallah fi Mehnaz, mashallah. You guys are so smart. I'm so proud of you. And what is the surah that comes kind of before it? Yes, excellent. Chata, you guessed it very right. That's going to be Surah Fil. So you can make a section for that. Then we have some wonderful, wonderful treasures to collect from the Seerah session. We are going to be doing a dua of the week, alhamdulillah, with Sister Fatima. And this is so beautiful. How mashallah, how many of you were happy that you got her assessment on your duas? Type one, if you were so happy to hear her do all the assessment, let's make some special duas for her, mashallah, for her time and for her effort in listening to you, evaluating to you, mashallah, barakallah. How many of us will recite even more better this dua of the week for today? So type two, yes, today, inshallah, I'll be even more better. And I'll send it very fast. Yes, excellent, mashallah. And then we will go to our pillars of Iman. Anybody can guess what pillar would be coming up next? You can even type what we have done so far, just as a recap, what pillars we have done so far, yes, and what pillar do you think we are going to do? Very good. Okay, so amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi. So you are very right, it's the third pillar. So I gave you a clue. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi is done. Very good. Belief in Allah and belief in angels is done. The next coming up is وَكُتُبِهِ. Guess it. What could that be? وَكُتُبِهِ. Rahim, good. Shamim, excellent. It's the books. Awesome. So now that you're ready with your materials and you have your mind map, do you think we have time to waste? Type yes, we have a lot of time. We can waste it. Yes or no, no, no. There is no wasting time. Let's move ahead and get going. Awesome, alhamdulillah. If anybody has any thoughts, anything they want to share, you can raise your hand. I can take one comment and then we will open up for the Quran, inshallah, while you get your Mus'haf ready or your notes ready, if you need to grab anything. In case you have not made wudu, it's always a good idea to make wudu and sit in a form of purification. And do not forget to give a big hug to mom and dad for setting you up for this class. And now you can let them know that I, you know, need some quiet time around me so I can focus, inshallah. Right? Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Okay, I don't see a hand on my prompt, so that means you're all ready for the Quran, inshallah. So let's, without further delay, inshallah, we will be very focused. We will listen very carefully. When it's time for you to recite it, then you will recite it. And inshallah, we will make beautiful notes and you can show it to me once we come to the end, okay? And I'm really looking forward to seeing at least 3 lessons that you draw from this each, okay? So in your notebook today, in your home, you should be able to share 3 lessons that you learned from Surah Fil. Sounds good? Okay, give me a one that you are ready. And then we will start. Okay. Your one will show yes, I'm ready. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Awesome. Excellent. So inshallah we will focus fully here. And Zunaira, Jazakallah khair for turning on. But at this time we can keep our cameras off so you can focus. And I ask you to show me the notes, then you can turn your cameras on. Okay. All right. So Bismillah Rahman Rahim. First off, for Surah Fil, you can definitely decorate it. It's a surah. Fil means elephants, okay? And they were birds sent, and the word for birds is tayr, ta, ya, and ra. And we will find out what happened in this surah, okay? So they are big, gigantic elephants, and they were very teeny tiny birds sent in this situation. So we will find out what happened. But before that, we are going to say the ta'awuz. Let's say this together. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Your turn. Mashallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Your turn. Excellent. So we seek refuge in Allah from the cursed shaitan, and in the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful. So alhamdulillah, now that you have your defense shield on, and now that you have planned that inshallah, You would like to have blessings and barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in everything that you do. We will move towards the verse number one from Suratul Fil, inshallah. And the questions. So think about this word by word. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Your turn.
كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل.
Alhamdulillah. Really beautiful, mashallah. So, alam is a question. Lam means not, and alam means have not. Taro is from you. See, the ta in the beginning is pointing to you. Okay? So, taro, have you not seen? Kaifa, how? You can wake up in the morning and you can even ask your family, kaifa haluka? Or kaifa haluki? Or kaifa halukum? How are you all doing? Right? So, kaifa is how. Fa'ala is dealt. Rabbuka, your Lord. Bi ashabi, with the ashab, which means with the companions. Al-fil, of the elephants. So do you not see how your Lord dealt with the army of the elephants? Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, have you seen what was done with the people of the elephants? Does anybody know what was happening at that time? Or you want to share what was going on? You can raise your hand if you want to share. Some of you might be writing. So I'll recite one more time. أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. So whenever you have a question, it needs reflection. So I need to reflect on what was happening. I saw your hand, I think then you lowered it down. So if you want to bring your hand up again, I can unmute you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, have you seen how your Lord dealt with the army of the elephants? Okay, Zaid. Okay, Zaid, again, I think your hand went down, so I'm not sure. Okay, so a long time ago, hundreds of years ago, before the Prophet ﷺ was born, there was this person named Abraha, and he was very jealous of why people were going towards Kaaba and worshiping at that place. The Kaaba was built by the father and son team. Do you remember who the father and son were? That was Ibrahim alayhi salam and Ismail alayhi salam. So people were coming from all around the place to this Kaaba to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Abraha was not happy about this. Abraha forced his workers to build a biggest and most beautiful building he could imagine, so people can come to his place. But the people loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and they kept going to Kaaba. Abraha wanted to trick the Arabs into leaving the Kaaba and visiting his beautiful building instead. But when they did not do that, he became very, very angry. Okay? And what did he do? He said, he is going to build a big army and he is going to destroy the Kaaba. Zanera, you want to add something? Go ahead, Zanera.
I wanted to ask if this is a Makkiyah or Madinah surah.
Okay, alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khair for the question. So this surah is a Makki surah. Okay. So when Rasulullah ﷺ was inviting people in Makkah, that's the time this surah was revealed. And there was a tribe called Quraysh. They used to look after the Kaaba. And they were led by Abdul Muttalib. You know who is Abdul Muttalib? He is the grandfather of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Abraha built that army and he said, I'm going to come into Kaaba and destroy this place. So Quraysh was very worried when they heard that Abraha was planning to destroy the Kaaba. But Abdul Muttalib told them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would protect the Kaaba because it was his house. Okay. And Abraha arrived with a powerful army. He had huge elephants that could easily knock down the building. They could easily do that. And they even had a very strongest elephant. The name of that elephant was Mahmud. He was the leader of the elephants. Okay. So they were coming for that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the Prophet and all of us, like, have you seen how your Lord dealt with the army of the elephants? Let's find out what happens with them. Okay. So verse number 2. أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ. Your turn.
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ.
Alhamdulillah. You have to pay attention to every letter, okay? This right here on the screen, you're going to do some qalqala. So you're going to bounce the sound back here. And here, this is Dhad, okay? Dhad, not Zal or Za. This is Dhad. So let's try one more time. Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil. Your turn.
Alam yaj'al kaydahum fi tadlil.
MashaAllah, a lot better. Let's try one more time at your own place. When it comes to the Quran recitation, we should not be shy. We should be mindful that we are reciting only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? So if we have mistakes and we recite, then inshallah they will get corrected. And if we do not have mistakes, then alhamdulillah, we have the ajr inshallah. So we are not reciting for anybody. So don't feel shy. Just focus on every word and try repeating with me, okay?
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ.
أَلَمْ يَجْعَلْ كَيْدَهُمْ فِي تَضْلِيلٍ.
Okay, I still heard one or two people still saying تَضْلِيل. It's not تَضْلِيل, it's تضليل. When you come to the bath, you're going to hold the sound for a little while. Okay? So it's going to be تضليل. Okay? And the ending obviously depends. If you're doing a faster recitation, you can prolong it 2 count. But if you want, you can prolong it up to 6 count. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, Alam, did not يجعل, he made, كَيْدَهُمْ. كَيْد means plan. Which plan? Their plan. Whose plan? The plan of Abraha and his army. So Abraha thought that he's going to build up this big army and come and destroy Kaaba. Fee, in, or here when we put it together, it's like go. تَضْلِيل. So in astray or go astray. So did he not make their plan go astray? Okay. So Abraha was coming with this giant army and he was thinking that he's going to destroy. So when they came, the animals, they obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they could never destroy Kaaba. So they refused to even step forward. So the soldiers were very confused. They were like very worried. Even Abraha was very worried. What's happening? And they could not make the elephants march towards the Kaaba. SubhanAllah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking, don't you see how they planned and their plan went astray? their plan was totally messed up. And then let's find out what happens. You know, in the way when Abraham was going towards the Kaaba, he had captured even some camels and taken some people's property, and those belonged to Abdul Muttalib. So Abdul Muttalib asked all the people there that you go back, take safety covers, because this army is huge and this is Allah's house. Allah will take care of it. There is no way we can fight this army, so you should better take cover. So when he captured those camels, Abdul Muttalib went to Abraha and he told him that I need these camels back. And Abraha really mocked him and he laughed at him that I'm here to destroy this square building. For him, this was just like a building where people are coming. He had no affiliation with it. He had no understanding of that place. So he just thought it's just a small building. I'm going to destroy this and finish it so people can come to my palace instead. And he said, and you're only worrying about your camels? So at that time, Abdul Muttalib told him that these camels are mine. That's why I'm asking about them. But this Kaaba is Allah's house and He will protect it. So this is the level of trust. So one lesson that you can put for yourself is that always place your trust in Allah, right? And never underestimate the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, and even if bad guys are planning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always have a better plan. Let's do the third verse and then I will look forward to listening from you also what you have to say, inshallah. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do? وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلٍ. Your turn. Inshallah, you guys are richy rich now because every letter you are reciting is 10 good deeds or more. So wa and arusala, he sent. Who is the he here? That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alayhim, upon them or against them, طَيْرًا, birds, أَبَابِيل, in flocks, in groups. Okay? So let's recite it one more time. وَأَرْسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيل. Inshallah, tabarakallah. So inshallah, when you will memorize this surah and you will memorize the meaning of this surah, if when you will be standing in salah, you will feel it, that when you will ask, Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi ashabil fil. Like, don't you know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did with the people of the elephants? What happened there? How He made their plan go astray? And He sent against them birds and flocks. So when you will start learning the meaning of the Quran and you start reflecting on it, you will start enjoying the treasures in ibadah. When you will stand for salah, it will not be any difficult task anymore. When you start reciting this surah, you will feel that you have landed in the land of Arabia. You can visualize Abraha coming with the army. You can visualize the thumb steps of all these elephants coming. And then you can feel the wind and how these birds are coming in with all these groups. Subhanallah. It's so incredible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us reflect on these verses. And inshallah, in our next setting tomorrow, we will see then what happens once these birds arrive, what happened and what was the conclusion. So let me see, till this point, what lessons have you taken or how have you written down in your notebook? So I am going to let you open up your cameras if you want to show me the lessons that you have written down, or raise your hand to tell me what lesson you have taken so far from this portion at this time. Okay, go ahead, Dania.
Allah can do anything.
Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do anything. Michelle?
That we should always trust Allah and He can do anything.
Alhamdulillah. Good job, Laika and Zulkarnain. Beautiful sharing there. And Hadia?
We should never be arrogant.
We should never be arrogant. And that is the personality of Abraha, that he was so arrogant, right? So you can keep writing if there are more lessons coming to your mind. And inshallah, after the next two sessions, I can ask you more. So barakallah fi zulkarnain. I love your writing, mashallah. Beautiful. Excellent. So now we are going to move to the seerah session, and we are going to collect some treasures from there. Muaz, Malik, and Zunaira, if you want, you can type in. Let me open up the type for you. So you can certainly, if you want, you can type in any lessons too. Meanwhile, and let's get ready to collect treasures from our seerah lesson, inshallah. So Jazakallah khair. And okay, Sister Shaheen, if you're ready, if you can raise your hand so I can give you the mic, inshallah. I see one ID without the hand. Okay. So Alhamdulillah. Yes, have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala no matter what. Laika, that is beautiful. MashaAllah. And we should not be rude and selfish. Very good. Always put your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I hope those who have not written down, make sure that you're writing them. So, okay. So Sister Aisha, if you are ready, you can go first. Inshallah, Sister Shaheen is, I think there's some screen issues. So inshallah, hopefully that can be resolved. So let me know by raising your hand, Sister Aisha, if you're ready. Alhamdulillah. And we need Allah, but Allah does not need us. Excellent. Always turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And trust Allah. Put your trust in Allah above. Plan four good things, right? That is really beautiful. I think about the strategy of Abdul Muttalib as well. Like, he did not panic, and he took the strategy. Like, when things go beyond your control, then it's wise idea to leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Do your best and then leave the rest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not underestimate Allah. That's so beautiful, Zaki. Allah knows a better plan than ours. Okay? Alhamdulillah. So inshallah, we will move to our seerah session, and let's see what beautiful lessons you're going to take from seerah. Muhib, it's okay. You can finish, inshallah. Okay? Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes. Sister Shaheen, I think your voice is coming up from a bit far. Yes. Okay. If anybody can hear Sister Shaheen well, then type 1. If not, then type 2. Okay. Sister Shaheen, little bit voice is coming from far. Okay, inshallah, Sister Shaheen. No, it's still coming from far. I know we are sitting far, but alhamdulillah. Maybe you want to re-log in quickly? Okay, alhamdulillah. Friends, like, we got it, so we are working on it. Why don't you give us some more lessons? Let's see what other lessons you draw. So I was telling you, think about Abdul Muttalib's role. So when situations are tough, option number one, I should start panicking, just like some friends start typing so many times, do. Should we do that, or should we be very relaxed and calm people? Lock your answers. Panic or relax? Which one do you think we should be? Yes, very good, Dania. Don't think you are over everybody and turn to Allah. Very good. Relax. So let's take a deep breath. Excellent. And give me what thought comes to your mind from the leadership of Abdul Muttalib. From the leadership of Abdul Muttalib. How strong he was, right? Yes, Shata?
Allah destroys the Qawm al-Zalimin.
Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys the Qawm al-Zalimin. Excellent. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
It's three of us. We're sharing one computer.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Okay, inshallah. So, alhamdulillah. Let's see if we are able to hear well, inshallah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله.
الحمد لله. الحمد لله. جزاكناه خيرا كثيرا. These are small kind of tests and hiccups that we usually get, especially when we are online. Okay.
And then we get to appreciate Sister Shaheen's presence more, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Okay, kids. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How's everyone doing? Alhamdulillah. Yes, when you tried so many ones, I was like so excited and sure that everything is good now. Okay. We will start with our beautiful du'a. A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi zidni 'ilma. Rabbi zidni 'ilma. Allahumma faqihna fid din. Amin. Allahumma amin. Okay. Jazakallah khair, my dear, dear sweet kids, for annotating. That gave me a reminder to make sure that it is disabled. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Anyone remembers any one point or few points from the last two sessions that we did? Yes. Anyone want to share? Okay. Zunaira, go ahead. You can unmute yourself. Oh, let me unmute. Yes. Yes, Zunaira. Yes, Zunaira.
Help those who are in need, feel the pain of the sufferers and beneficial to them, and be beneficial to them.
MashaAllah, excellent. Yes, Laika, you go next.
Last question was all about the Cave of Hira and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's visit from Angel Jibra'il, and he only went to Cave of Hira just to worship, because he thought there was a god.
He wanted to give himself some isolation time, some stay at home lockdown time. Alhamdulillah, that's nice. Yes, Zulqarnain, you can go next.
He had a visit from Jibra'il in the Cave of Hira. It's called Slavery is very common. So he wanted to go, and he didn't like how the people behaved. So he wanted to try and find Allah.
Alhamdulillah. Good job. Excellent. Yes, Arshata, I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name correct. Go ahead.
Muhammad was honest. Everyone loved him, and people called him the As-Salih Al-Amin.
Alhamdulillah. Good job. Yes, Mustafa, you are right. That was all time. Quarantine. So alhamdulillah, those are the few reminders for us. I was going to ask you guys the same questions in the trivia kind of a trick, but most of you guys said almost everything. So bismillah, we will continue with our next session. Today's session is called When Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, so inshallah, let's try to focus and let's try to concentrate. I hope the chat is also disabled so that we are trying to focus. Okay, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was born, he was righteous from his childhood, and as we learn that he was really a very special and humble, loving, kind personality. But he was not born as a prophet, right? He was given the prophethood later in the time. The first revelation that, like most of you said, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam got from Jibreel alayhi salam, that was Angel Jibreel, that was with the revelation of first five ayahs of Surah Al-Alaq. And after that, that was the time the prophethood actually started. So inshallah, we continue. Soon after the first revelation and meeting Angel Jibreel alayhi salam in the Cave of Hira, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got scared and he rushed down from the cave and came home to his wife Khadija. And now this is a reminder for myself also and for all of us that whenever the name of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken, the least that we could do is say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or peace be upon him. Okay, that will bring lot of barakah and lot of blessings on us, inshallah. So the point here is that when he got the revelation, like we did it last time, he was scared when he saw angel. He never knew what angel looked like. He had no idea. And suddenly in darkness, when the cave was filled with light and he saw someone very different than a human being, someone that he was used to see every day, like a human body, angel is absolutely different from that. So he got scared. What do people do when they get scared? They automatically rush back to their roots. He came back home, and that time his wife was Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was scared and shivering. He was really scared. And what did he do? He said, Zammiluni, Zammiluni. Cover me with a blanket. He was so scared that out of scaredness, he was shivering. So his wife Khadija radiallahu anha comforted him and tried to calm him down and took Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to her cousin whose name was Warqa bin Nawfal. So when he came to Khadija, he was really scared. What was Khadija radiallahu anha's reaction? Okay, let's put ourselves into that situation for a minute and think, if our friend or family or anyone comes rushing home and they are really scared, what is our reaction? What do we try to do? We try to ask questions. We try to ask situations. What happened? What happened? What happened? How's everything? What happened? Why are you so scared? What happened? Why are you shivering? Why you are not calming down? Right? We ask all sort of different questions. But what did Khadija do? Khadija didn't ask him any question. Khadija radiallahu anha tried to comfort him first, tried to calm him down. And then what was the next step after calming him down? She realized something is not right with him, right? Something is not the way it's supposed to be. So she took Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with her to Warqa, who was one of her cousins. Now, who was Warqa bin Nawfal? Warqa bin Nawfal was an old man who had lost his eyesight. He was a Christian. So he couldn't see who Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. He knew her his cousin, but he was blind. So he, and at the same time, he was a highly learned scholar. Okay. So before Islam, the religion that was prevailing was Christianity. And so Warqa bin Nawfal, and the same, like last time we did the story of Barira, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was going to one of the caravans with his uncle, and on the way they met Barira. And Barira was also a scholar of his time. That is the time before Islam. So they were following the religion that was before Islam. And even Warqa bin Nawfal, even though he was Christian, Islam had yet not started. Okay? Islam was still about to start. And he was his scholar of his time. And from his scriptures of, from the religious books he was following, he knew that who Prophet was and what is he going to feel. So when Khadija radiallahu anha narrated Prophet's encounter with Angel Jibreel to her cousin Warqa, what did Warqa say? Warqa's reaction was, by him in whose hand is Warqa's soul. So the interesting point here is, even though he was yet not Muslim, the Islam had yet not started, but he knew that there was one and only one God, and that the God is the owner of all souls. And he said, he swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, in his hand is whose Warqa's soul. If you are telling me the truth, O Khadija radiallahu anha, it means that there has indeed come to him the great angel Jibreel alayhi salam. So until this time, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't know who Jibreel alayhi salam was. He cleared the concept saying it is the great angel Jibreel, and he used to come to Musa alayhi salam too. Obviously, they knew the religion from before, so they knew who Musa alayhi salam was. So Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will assuredly, okay, he made it extra clear, he made it very carefully clear that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to be the prophet to his own people. What does it mean by his own people? It means the people, the mankind that was present at that time in Mecca, in the areas around Mecca, all over Saudi Arabia, and to the last person on the face of earth until the day of judgment. So Prophet Muhammad is the prophet for every single person. And tell him, tell him so and have him stand firm. So, Warqa, what did he say? That yes, tell him this, that he is the prophet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the revelation upon him, and that he has to be strong. He has to be firm. Upon hearing the words of Warqa, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam felt ease, and this is the time when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam became the prophet. From this time onwards, the prophethood actually started. So the time Angel Jibreel came to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the cave of Hira, from that moment onwards, right at that time, the prophethood started. So the next question is, we always hear a word Nabi and a word Rasul. Now we say Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and we say Rasul Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then there are a lot of other prophets whom sometimes we associate them with the name of a Nabi and sometimes we associate them with the name of a Rasul. So what's the difference? Nabi is defined as a prophet or as an individual who is not given a new Sharia or a new code of law. So what does this Nabi do? He follows the same Sharia, the same school of thought, the same code of law of the previous Rasul, of the previous messenger. And who is the Rasul? Rasul is defined as a messenger or an individual who is given a new Sharia, a new code of law. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a Rasul. A Rasul can be a Nabi. Okay, but a Nabi cannot be a Rasul. And so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was a Rasul. Why? Because he had the new Sharia of Islam. The new book called Quran was revealed to him. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after becoming Rasulullah, that is Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, got the revelation of Quran. So the first revelation that Angel Jibreel brought to him in Cave of Hira, the first five ayahs of Surah Al-Alaq, which started from Iqra, those were the first revelation of Quran sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through Jibreel. Jibreel didn't give those revelations by himself. He was just a transmitter. He was just a messenger between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What are the responsibilities of Rasulullah? To teach Islam to the people, to teach people principles of Islam and forms of worship that they receive from Allah. Teach that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only God and has no family, and the day of judgment will surely come. There is no doubt in it. Believe in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do good deeds and forbid the evil. Any kind of disrespect, any kind of disbehavior or any kind of non-obedience also comes under evil. And the last is, what are my responsibilities? What am I supposed to do as a believer from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's people? What am I supposed to do? The first point that we learn from Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, when someone is stressed or scared, help them to calm down and not ask further questions. What happened? What happened? What is going on? What's going to, what did you do? All those things. Okay. Whenever truth is revealed, whatever situation it is, support it. Okay. Like how Warqa he knew that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though he was following Christianity, he immediately accepted. So when the truth is revealed, accept it, do good deeds and forbid evil, motivate others to do good and follow the right path. Alhamdulillah. So these are the few reminders that we can take for ourselves. We hope and pray that bismillah we are able to benefit from this. Inshallah, we will continue with our next session with Sister Aisha. Sister Aisha, I will go ahead and unmute you. Inshallah, kids, we will see you again tomorrow, bismillah. جزاكم الله خيرا كثيرا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to all of you. Ahmed, would you like to say salam to everyone?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, so Ahmed Mustafa is with us today as well. Inshallah ta'ala, we have our dua session right now. So we will kind of do our dua, inshallah ta'ala. Can I have the next screen, please, so we can start, inshallah? Okay, Ahmed Mustafa, sister Shahina was telling something about the Nabi and Rasul. So what's the difference between a Nabi and a Rasul? Who is a Nabi?
A Nabi is like, he's like a prophet, but he doesn't have like a new Sharia. He just follows the Sharia of the previous Rasul. And then the Rasul is like a prophet that gets a new Sharia. Mm-hmm. And then if there's not a new Rasul after that, and there's a Nabi instead, then that Nabi follows the Sharia.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. And Mustafa, that was excellent what you just explained. And with that reminder and a little revision, inshallah ta'ala, today we are going to actually make a dua for knowledge. Now, let's do the dua first, and then I will tell you something very interesting about this dua. So let's go directly to the dua, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Yes, may I have the next slide, please? Okay, so here we are. So Ahmed Mustafa, this is how we're going to do it as we do it. So I'm going to read the dua and you're going to do the dua after me. But first I'm going to do the word meaning. And here with me. Yeah, okay. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka Hamidum Majid. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi subhanallahi al-azim. Allahumma.
Allahumma.
Which means, O Allah,
O Allah,
inni,
indeed I,
a'udhu bika,
I seek refuge in you,
min,
from,
ilmin, knowledge, la,
that is not,
yanfa'u,
beneficial,
wamin,
woman.
And from.
Qalbin.
A heart.
La.
That does not. Yakhsha'u. Fear.
Woman.
And from.
Nafsin.
A soul.
La tashfa'u.
That does not satisfy. Woman.
Women, da'watin.
A prayer.
La. That is not.
Yustajabu laha. Yustajabu means answered.
Mm-hmm. Answered.
Laha means for it. Okay. So, alhamdulillah, Ahmed Mustafa is kind of familiar because we do a little word-to-word translation at home. So, Ahmed Mustafa, were you able to understand what the dua is?
Yeah.
Can you read the dua for me, please?
Oh, in Arabic? Or?
Yeah. Can you do it in Arabic? Or we can do it together.
I can do it.
Okay.
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'u wa min qalbin la yakhsha'u wa min nafsin la tashba'u wa min da'watin la yustajabu laha.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Okay. We'll do a little understanding of what the dua means, inshallah, then we'll try to memorize it all together. So here, as we are asking, first of all, the adab of the dua, as we already did, and you know, you probably have been reminded multiple times that we always make a dua, and before we make a dua, we seal it. We seal it with, sending salawat to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then we seal it by making, you know, a zikr where we actually uplift the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we make our dua. And inshallah ta'ala, that's how our dua gets sealed and in a big, good, beautiful envelope. And it goes directly to Allah and inshallah it will be accepted. So here Allah, we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us an ilm, which is knowledge that is beneficial. Now you must be thinking, what does it mean, a knowledge that is beneficial? Ahmed Mustafa, do you have any idea? What does a beneficial knowledge mean?
like a beneficial knowledge, like the meaning of the Quran, instead of like who is the best soccer player in the whole world. Like, that's not gonna be good for you in the akhira, but like, you know the meaning of the Quran, you know the whole Quran, that's gonna be beneficial for you in the next world.
Mashallah, that's a good point. Knowing something that will benefit us. Okay, for example, I'm a physician by profession. So when I was going to medical school, there were two, like when you're studying as a doctor or, you know, as any profession that you go to, so you have a niyyah. So basically, dua is actually a niyyah or intention. The intention of whatever you want to do. For example, even before making our salah, we make an intention. We don't directly just go and start praying, right, Ahmed Mustafa?
Yeah.
We always make an intention. For example, if we are making an intention for salah, we make that intention first. If it is for sunnah, if it is for nafl, it's actually the same thing. We are doing the same surah Fatiha, the same, you know, ayah from the Quran, and the same steps that we are following. But just because of the niyyah, the entire thing changes from fard to nafl to sunnah. Is that correct, Ahmed Mustafa?
Yes.
Similarly, everything in life, if you have the niyyah, the correct niyyah, that thing can become beneficial or it can become dangerous and not acceptable or evil. For example, as I gave you an example, I'm a physician. So if I am studying, when I was studying for becoming a doctor, if my niyyah was that, okay, I'm going to study all these difficult things, anatomy, physiology, biochemistry, whatever, and one day I will become a doctor, but my intention is that I'm going to have a nice clinic and I'm going to just have a very high fee, and I'm going to just take so much fees from people, and I'm going to have a nice Ferrari car, or I'm going to have fun, and this is why I'm studying. Ahmed, do you think that ilm that I was taking at that time is beneficial?
No,
because my niyyah is completely different. Now, at the same time, I'm the same student, I'm studying, but my niyyah is that inshallah, one day, with this knowledge that I'm acquiring is in ibadah. For me, this is not knowledge. For me, this is my prayer. This is my worship, because through this, I will come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how? I will come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if I'm going to use this knowledge to actually benefit the mankind. I will come closer because I will get the dua of the people. So, you know, that intention, that niyyah actually fulfills the requirement of what I'm learning. Yes,
I still have a question. Like, you said that we have like two niyas, one that, oh, I'm going to help so many people, and the other one that I'm going to buy like so many nice cars, have so much money. Can you have both the niyas?
Alhamdulillah, very good question. So Ahmed Mustafa is asking, can we have both the niyas? So you know what? Allah says, when you are on my path and you want to make me happy, I will of course give you my love, but I will also give you the dunya as a bonus. So when you actually have this intention that I want to fulfill, you know, my thing, because I want to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, Allah will give you the bounties that are associated with it anyways. Subhanallah. And the same way, for example, there are a lot of scientists, right? So they are actually busy, for example, making a vaccine, for example, right now for coronavirus, let's say. So that knowledge that they are applying to create a vaccine is a beneficial knowledge because it's going to benefit the ummah, the people at large. But if the same scientist is working and making something destructive, for example, a biological something that can be used to harm people, so the same knowledge then becomes not beneficial. So let's come to the second part of the dua. It says, وَمِنْ قَلْبِ لَا يَخْشَعُ and then it says, وَمِن نَفْسِ لَا تَشْفَعُ Right? وَمِن نَفْسِ لَا تَشْفَعُ وَمِن دَعْوَةِ لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا So I seek refuge from a heart that does not fear, a soul that is not satisfied, and a prayer that is not answered. This is a very comprehensive dua. So it actually, if I go and link it back to my example that I gave you earlier. So if I have the fear of Allah, right? If I fear Allah and I want to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy, then I will use the knowledge that I am acquiring for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's say, even if you're a movie maker, for example, you're a movie maker. Now somebody was going to tell you, oh, subhanAllah, that's haram. You cannot become a movie maker. Well, you know what? If you become a movie maker, but if you make a movie, because right now we are in the world of media. If you make a movie that actually make people close to Allah, or make people close to the Prophet ﷺ, or help people to realize the difference between wrong and good and help them with that, then that movie or that movie making becomes what? It becomes beneficial. But you're doing that because you have that fear in your heart that I am doing this because of the sake of Allah. وَمِن نَفْسِ اللَّهِ تَشْفَى. And it means the soul that does not get satisfied. For example, there are people who are not happy no matter what you do for them. You have the entire world in front of them and they're still not happy because they feel, no, we want more. Again, the same example of a physician, right? I'm a physician, but I'm saying, oh no, you know what? I'm not happy with this. I need to make more money because I need to build this kind of a mansion. Or you know what? I am not happy with this because I need more money for this, that, and the other. That is a soul that is not satisfied. Do you know how the Prophet ﷺ lived, Ahmed Mustafa?
He lived very poorly. He didn't live in like a big rich mansion. He didn't have a lot of money. He just lived a simple life. And one time, his wife, she made the mattress more comfortable for him. So his back wouldn't hurt and he almost missed Fajr Namaz. So he told his wife to not make it comfy or I might miss my Namaz. So he like lived very simply.
SubhanAllah. Now this is a person who is someone who is actually the rahmatul lil alameen for the entire world and for whom Allah has actually opened the paradise. But still, this man, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wants to live a life that has a fear in his heart and he's not living to kind of, you know, making his soul kind of, you know, satisfied with all these worldly things. And then the last part of the dua is وَمِن دَعْوَةٍ لَا يُسْتَجَابُ لَهَا, and a prayer that is not answered. Oh my God, that's a very scary part. You know, when do you think a prayer will not be answered, Ahmed Mustafa? Any ideas? When do you think a prayer will not be answered?
Actually, I don't know.
Okay. You know, a prayer, anything that you ask for needs a sincerity.
What?
If you're not sincere about it and you're asking it, you know, you may not get it. For example,
okay,
people are just memorizing things. For example, a person is watching a drama or a movie or whatever, and he has or she has his dua book in front of him and just reading the dua. Now, what kind of a dua is that?
Very shameful dua.
Exactly, because it doesn't mean anything. You're asking, but actually you're not asking. Because your heart is not there. Your soul is not there. You really don't mean when you're what you're asking. So it's very important that when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever you ask, for example, if you want something from your mother, how sincere you are in your asking when you want something really, really bad. You just make sure your mother knows it, that you want this thing, or your father knows it, that you want this thing. And you just are like all the time, you know, after them, Ahmed Mustafa is laughing. So he understands what it means. So when you want something, you're actually adamant about it. So the same thing goes with dua. When we are making dua from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we really need to know what we are asking. We need to be sure about it. And we need to ask as if, inshallah, Allah will fulfill it. So with this, we conclude the dua and I will finish it with Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Let's do this dua 3 times so that inshallah we are able to memorize it. Ahmed Mustafa, are you going to help me please? Can you recite?
Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmi la yanfa'u wa min qalbi la yakhsha'u wa min nafsi la tashfa'u wa min da'wati la yustajabu la.
Can you do it one more time?
اللهم إني أعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن قلب لا يخشى ومن نفس لا تشبع ومن دعوة لا يستجاب لها.
Okay, can you do a meaning for me?
Oh Allah, indeed I seek refuge in you from knowledge that is not beneficial and from a heart that does not fear you and from a soul that is not satisfied and from a prayer that is not answered. Sahih.
Okay, let's do it one more time, all of us together. Okay, Ahmed Mustafa, you do it with me, inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa'u wa min qalbin la yakhsha'u wa min nafsin la tashba' wa min da'watin la yustajabu laha. Ameen, Allahumma ameen. And with this, my dear angels, I let you all go. Make sure that you remember this one, inshallah, found out with life, and we will get. get back with you, inshallah, tomorrow with a beautiful reminder yet. Okay, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakillah khair wa asana al jaza to our lovely speakers, mashallah, the little one, and Sister Aisha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you in your knowledge and your ilm and your actions, inshallah. So, friend, how many things did you seek protection from in this dua? Go ahead and type the number. How many things did you seek refuge from? Mashallah, excellent. Awesome. Four things. MashaAllah. Tabarakallah. So let's hear from all of you. Can you all recite this dua one time? So go ahead. I'm going to unmute everybody and we can all say this one time. One, two, three.
اللهم إني أعوذ بك أن أحرر يا قوم لا يخشع ومن قصر لا تشبع ومن عصوت لا يستجاب لها
ومن دعوة لا يستجاب Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. That was beautiful, and I hope these du'as are part of your daily life, inshallah, and we will inshallah do an individualized correction also. So when you will practice this du'a, send it on your WhatsApp homework groups, and inshallah we will make sure that we correct it for you as well. So time to move on to pillars of Iman, and what pillar of Iman are we going to do today? So go ahead and let's see who is going to tell which pillar of Iman are we going to do today. Excellent. The books. So that is the third pillar of Iman. And as I said in the beginning, it's Amantu Billahi. I believe in Allah. Wa Malaikatihi. And His angels. This much we are done. And the next one is Wa Kutubihi. And His books. So what books do we need to believe in to be a strong believer? So we will find that out today. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even send the books? Right? That's what we're going to find out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the books to the people to guide them. Okay? So the purpose of a book is guidance. And they were delivered through who? Through the messengers. Alhamdulillah. So let's see how many of you can draw a book in your notes and you can write there the importance of having the books and then believing in that, right? If you look around, I'm not sure where you are sitting, but if you look around, you will see lots and lots of books in your house. Can you go ahead and type some of your favorite books, the books that you really like and you read and, you know, you really enjoy reading? It could be anything. There's lots of books. I remember when I was your age, I was gifted one or two story books and I really liked that. Okay, so you are telling me, okay, alhamdulillah. And give me the reason also, like why those series or why those series is something which is your favorite. Okay, I have not read those two titles there, but definitely I see a lot of friends having that in their houses. Okay, yeah, Wonder has a movie also, so alhamdulillah, they are, some of them are really good, okay, because of being funny. Yeah, that's true, me too, I used to read Reader's Digest a lot as well, so Reader's Digest has small stories, and I think my personal, liking is for smaller stories, which are, I can consume in a little time and then get something meaningful out of it. All right, mashallah. That's a lot of books that you have, right? And how many books do we read in a school day? What all can you type on all the subjects that you read in a school, from your ELA to math to science? Then you have, subhanAllah, seven. Okay, there are so many like books that you have access, right? And in a day, there are other books that people usually go to a lot. Can anybody name that book which people go to a lot these days? It has a lot of, that's like a digital book. Let's see who is going to name that. You will always see mom, dad maybe updating that with their statuses as well. What kind of book is that? Yeah, phone, ebook. Okay, Facebook. Thank you. Yes, Facebook. Yeah, that's what I was looking for. So there's so many books out there. Yes, there's a lot of books which are boring books too. So alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put us in difficulty. And yes, Chromebook is also there. Don't forget that. So there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put us in difficulty. Once he sent the prophets, like, you know, like Adam alayhi salam was made and he was sent to this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that if you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you will find your way back to Jannah. And to find your way back to Jannah, we were not left without any instructions. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us instructions in the form of books, and they were sent through the prophets. So next week, inshallah, we will dwell more on the prophets, like how they were chosen and what was their role. But today we are going to focus on the books, and the final book which was sent was, what was the last and final book? Yes, very nice. Excellent. MashaAllah, you guys are so well aware of what's happening around. There's another, there's a lot of book areas which are offered free right now also. You can take benefit from that and read some interesting books. And there's a lot of names for that. Yes, alhamdulillah. You're telling me right that that is the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now at this time, I'm going to ask you, like, let's go ahead and draw a beautiful Quran, a book shape in your notes. And right there, that all the books that were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were changed or tweaked over time. So people added something, people removed them from them something. They were correct when they were given for that, and some of those books were for the people of that time. But later then people added, people changed, and it's difficult to tell which, what is right and what's not right. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy that he sent one last final book, and he says that I am going to make sure that this book has no distortion or corruption in it. So one time there was like many, many thousands of, you know, manuscripts of Quran were collected by some non-Muslims, and they were brought together in a place just to find problems with that book. They wanted to find problems with that book. When they put all those books together and they went through them, they realized, subhanAllah, jazakAllah khair. Like, I just hold on. When I'm asked you, then you're going to show me, okay? So what happened at that time, they could not find, except for some, you know, printing mistakes, they could not find any other disparity in them, subhanAllah. And they had collected like Qurans from all around the world. So we have a huge blessing that we are the people of the book, and that too we are people of Quran. So the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Hijr, Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra wa inna lahu lahafizun. Indeed, it is we who sent down the Quran. So who is the writer or the author of the books? The book, these special holy books, they are sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And wa inna lahu lahafizun, and indeed we will be its guardians. Okay, that's why when somebody, like, this word the hafizun is also like hafiza, which means protection, and those who memorize the entire Quran, they are also known as hafiz. Why? Because they are like protecting the entire Quran in their hearts. Is there anybody in this classroom who is on the journey to memorize, or they have memorized? You can write the number of juz that you have memorized. Go ahead and type the number of juz that you memorized. Somebody who has done all of it will write 30, and then rest of us can write however many you have decided. Okay, if you have just done 30 juz, then you can just write one. We will round it up. Alhamdulillah. MashaAllah, barakallahu fi. So that is so beautiful and incredible. This is an incredible book, and what an honor to memorize these words, right, in your heart. So Zainab, I don't know, 45 or 10, I don't get that. So let's see if you can retype. So let's see if you can, mashallah, tabarakallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase you on your ilm and amal. And we all sitting here can make an intention that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Ramadan, we can memorize some more portion of the Quran. We can memorize some du'as from the Quran. We can memorize some other surah in the Quran so that we can recite. And we can also learn the meaning of the Quran, just like Surah Feel. When we will recite it with meaning, we will feel as if a fully theater just came up around us. And we will find ourselves, you know, in that area, and we can focus a lot more, inshallah. All right. So what are some of the books which were sent to the mankind? Let's see if you can type their names. I'm going to give you some details about them, and you can write them. Very good. Torah. Excellent. Bible. Very good. That's known as Injil. And Zabur. Awesome. So most of you wrote. You wrote all of the names. So let's find out some things about them. There is one more, the first one, which is known as Suhuf. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed it to the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. This is mentioned in Surah Al-A'la, verse number 19. Okay, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this Suhuf to Ibrahim alayhi salam. These are like scrolls, okay? And then Zabur is also known as palms. If you see in certain things which the churches and they are putting out, you can now know if you see this word P-S-A-L-M-S, you know that this is Zabur. And Allah had revealed it to the Prophet Dawood alayhi salam. And this is mentioned in Surah Nisa, verse number 163. So tomorrow when we come together, you will be telling me some of these details. I will have your annotation options on. And let's see, I'm going to do a little quiz for you and see who remembers what we know about these books. The Torah was revealed to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and this is in Surah Ali Imran 47. Okay, when he went to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he was given with this book. And Injil, which is known as Bible, also that Allah revealed to the Prophet Isa alayhi salam, Jesus. And this is in Surah Maidah, verse number 47. And the last and final book which was sent down is given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, if I offer you a glass of water and I say, or maybe, you know, maybe you like juice more, right? So let's see, if I offer you a glass of drink and I say, you know what, everything is super clean, super nice. All I did was just added a drop of something bad, like a little bit of, you know, something really bad. I just inserted two or three drops of it. The rest of it is clean. Are you going to drink it? What do you think? Type yes or no. I offered you a glass of drink. Are you going to drink a glass, which is all very nice, yummy, delicious, sparkling juice, but it just has a drop or two of something not so good? No, of course not. So same thing. You guys are so smart, mashallah. Same thing for with these books, right? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the one and the last and final book, which is all clean, everything is intact, everything is good, then it's our duty that we follow that book. And the rest of the books, yes, we believe in them, that they were from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we believe that they were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They had the correct commandments, but then they were added or changed. Okay, so we now follow the Quran as a final revelation, and that's what we invite others to. Okay, mashallah, tabarakallah, for all those memorizing, jazakallah khair for sharing, you know, how your family is also memorizing, mashallah. All right, so you can open up your cameras now and definitely show me how you have written down all this information with you so that you can be teachers in your homes, right? So type option number one. If you do take time to share your notes with your family and you teach them as well what you have learned in a day, or type option two, no, I just keep my knowledge to myself and I don't share it with anybody. This is my notes, my knowledge. I don't share it too much. Alhamdulillah, I'm so proud of those who are. Okay, type option three, that inshallah from now on, I will share. I can even call my grandma or grandpa. I can call my uncle and aunt and I can share some knowledge with them too. Right? Alhamdulillah, mashallah. And give me a smile if you do hug your mom and dad often and tell them that thank you for everything you do. That is one smile, and there's going to be two smiles if you take care of your brother and sister as well. Right? And you make sure that you're being extra, extra nice with them because you are little scholars now, right? So you are learners, and a learner looks good when they apply that knowledge in their life. Right? Alhamdulillah, mashallah. All right, Zulkanan, it's time for me to see it. So if you know it, then you show it. Mashallah, that looks so beautiful. Excellent. That's so nice. So let me see. The rest of you can also show how your notes look like and quickly write your homework. You're going to memorize the dua of ilm, protection from four things. Allah protect us from knowledge that does not benefit. Musa, that is so beautiful. Excellent. Jazakallah khair. May Allah choose you as Musa alayhi salam, mashallah. And Zunaira, that's very nice. I like that sticky note idea. Like, you know, it gives a standout. It helps us focus also. Like a very nice, mashallah. Excellent. And anybody wants to share, I will just take three sharings for any last comments. So that you want to share with everybody. Okay, so make sure you practice your translation, and tomorrow be ready to share 5 facts about the book. So yes, Shasta, I know you have 3 people there. Go ahead. Okay, it's not somehow unmuting for you. So Nimra?
I think that I have learned that always to remember to, like, do good things and not bad things when, like, someone is not watching, because my mom would always tell us when she would, like leave the house to do something, she would, like, let us go on phones and stuff, and she would be like, it's time for, like, Salah, and you promise to do it. Then she says, if you do not do it and you're lying to me that you do it, that remember that always Allah is like watching you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That is so beautiful and incredible that yes, Allah SWT is watching us, and he gives us complete description of that in the books. Very nice connection. Aman?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, sorry. Can I ask a question about like how to join this class, like the email? Thing.
Okay, all right, I will tell you that, and inshallah you can join this class by sending, and if you're missing being on the WhatsApp, you can go to this particular link right here, kidscourse@noorulquraninstitute.com, send an email over there, and inshallah they can add you to anything which is missing, Aman. Okay, so just send an email to them. And mashallah, tabarakallah, Laika, that's a beautiful suggestion to make a poster about it. That will be so cool. So definitely you can make it. You guys can make posters manually, or you can make it digitally, however it's comfortable, and you can certainly share. So barakallah fee on your beautiful participation. And of course, don't forget to read the Quran. And I hope you enjoy when you recite Surah Fil today, inshallah, in your salah, from verse number 1 to 3, and then inshallah we will finish it tomorrow. So barakallahu Yasin, that looks beautiful. MashaAllah. Excellent. So we will make dua right now, and inshallah I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Let's say this together. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon wa salamun alal mursaleen walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. And the companions would remind each other. You can also leave us with something beautiful in the chat box, and don't forget to hug your mom and dad. So they used to say, "Wala, so inna al-insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilu s-salihati wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bis-sabr." By time, mankind is in loss except for those who believed, who did the righteous deeds, who reminded each other of haqq, and who reminded each other of sabr. Jazakallah khair. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
وأصلح لي آخرتي التي فيها وخير أيام يوم ألقاك وخير أيام يوم ألقاك فيه اللهم إني أسألك عيشة هنية وميتة سوية ومردا غير مفسد ولا فاضح اللهم إني أسألك خير المسألة وخير الدعاء وخير النجاح وخير العلم وخير العمل وخير الثواب وخير الحياة وخير الممات وثبتني وسخر موازيني وحقق إيماني وارفع درجتي وتقبل صلاتي واغفر خطيئاتي وأسألك العلا من الجنة اللهم إني أسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والسلامة من كل بر والغنيمة من كل بر والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا في الأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به